RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's a Friday morning. What is up, Richmond?
Whenever you're ready.
Friday morning. What is up, Richmond? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. You know where we've been all week. You know where we'll be for the next 2 hours before we kick it one more time to Charlotte ACC football kickoff with our guy AWOD Radio, a 3-hour wrap-up show today. You'll hear some of his interviews from the week. Excited for that great week of ACC football coverage. Time to turn the page, though. On Monday, Adam and I will both be in Ashburn, broadcasting live from Washington Commanders training camp. Equally excited about that. We'll give you the update on that here in a moment. We'll also give away tickets to the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Brief note about today's program. I get excited about a lot of our guests. Love chatting sports with people who know their stuff. We've got one today. 11:30, set your alarm, set your watch. We'll be chatting with a participant in the World Dog Surfing Championships. I am excited about this. I think we're all going to learn a lot today, and I'm excited to see where this goes. So World Dog Surfing Championships, Gary Hess joins us because it's a Friday. Marlon, the intern, joins us for UFC and NFL Team of the Day at 10:30. We're loaded. It's a loaded Friday program. I could not be more excited to be a part of it. Minor Olympic updates today. So let's just get those out of the way quickly. We told you yesterday that Team Canada sent its women's soccer coach home after they were caught flying a drone over their opponent's practice, the New Zealand women's national team. Well, an investigation by the Canadian Olympic Committee has revealed more than 10 instances of Canadian cheating involving the national team soccer program. We ask, is nothing sacred anymore? If you can't believe the Canadians, who can you believe? Very disappointing, Canada. We thought we could trust you. And we share that whole big border with you, too. So that's Olympic update number one. Olympic update number two, U.S. women were in action yesterday. And Trinity Rodman got the scoring started for the Americans. Here she is, kicking USA Olympics off right.
Smoothly onto Rodman with the turn, and Rodman with the goal. And goodness me, that had been coming. Special moment for the 22-year-old from California.
Goodness me, Trinity Rodman goal score. To review, Trinity Rodman plays for the Washington Spirit. They will be in Richmond next weekend. She won't be there. She's at the Olympics. The rest of the team will be here playing an exhibition at City Stadium as part of the NWSL season. Not an exhibition, part of the NWSL season. They'll be without Trinity Rodman, though, as she is at the Olympics. To answer your other question, yes, she is Dennis Rodman's daughter, the famous bad boy basketball player from the Pistons and Bulls. No, they are not on speaking terms. But yes, she inherited a decent amount of athletic talent, apparently. So 3-0 USA, USA Soccer getting things kicked off right. Let's do a little baseball, because we finally have a good baseball update to bring you, which I am excited about. Let's start with the Baltimore Orioles, who finally got back in the win column yesterday.
Couser swings back out towards center field. A long way to go for the defense, and they won't get there. It's a three-run shot. The Milkman in Miami.
Baltimore Orioles take on the Padres this weekend at home. They are keeping pace with the Yankees, who had their own struggles this past week. Yankees got swept by the New York Mets, so they will be looking to rebound as well. But the action yesterday was in D.C. at Nationals Park, where San Diego Padres pitcher Dylan Cease did what is rarely done in baseball. 27 up, 27 down. It's a no-hitter, folks.
Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ballgame is over. Dylan Cease has no hit the Washington Nationals. On a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory.
All right, my guy Grant Paulson took a little heat on the radio last night. So Grant and Danny's the afternoon show. Grant was at Nats Park yesterday. He loves baseball. Grant loves baseball. That's what you need to know about this. The San Diego Padres threw a no-hitter yesterday at Nationals Park. And Grant, Nationals fan, rides with the Nats, stood and applauded, as did many of the Nationals fans in attendance. And other people were saying it's proof the Nationals are a bad fan base because their team just got shown up and here they are applauding. I've actually got Grant's back on this one. You see greatness, you should applaud it, especially in baseball. There's 162 of these. Nats aren't winning the World Series this year. If that loss knocks you out of the playoffs, yeah, mope, pout, fuss. If you get a chance to see greatness live, I've still never seen a no-hitter live. You get a chance to see greatness live, you stand, you applaud it. Because you don't get to see performances like that every day. And it's cool to be at the ballpark when history happens. And history happened yesterday at Nationals Park, San Diego Padres, no-hitter. NFL action. We got to take you to Dallas. It's Jerry Jones. He's got a lot going on. He's got unhappy receivers, unhappy defensive players. He's got an unhappy quarterback. They all want new contracts. Jerry Jones gave his preseason thoughts yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
I'm used to this. I can live with this. I feel confident if you look at the fundamentals here, we can get back to the shot we were. I hope that we'll be in better shape. So that's January. Okay, this is July. No, I don't get been out of shape over the fact that somebody is not here or here at all.
Yeah, you know, Jerry Jones isn't my number one people I want to live my life like option, but I think he's right about this. People love talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and right now people love talking about the Dallas Cowboys contract situation and how good or bad it is and how, they're toast and, all these guys are going to leave after the season. The NFL's a one-year-at-a-time league. And you're never guaranteed anything beyond a year. Ask Russell Wilson about that. Russell Wilson, by the way, who did not participate in the Steelers' first training camp practice with calf tightness. You're never guaranteed anything. If anybody was guaranteed anything, Russell Wilson had a contract that basically guaranteed he got to be the Denver Broncos quarterback this year. And it didn't happen. They paid him to not be the quarterback this year. Nothing is guaranteed in the NFL. Nothing's guaranteed for the Dallas Cowboys. I am perfectly fine with Jerry Jones saying, we're going to run this year. We're going to see what happens. We're going to make decisions after that, because this is a team that's underachieved in the postseason last few years, and he's reserving the right to make big, important decisions once that's over. All right, let's skip ahead to clip 7, Marlon. That is Dan Quinn talking at Washington Commanders training camp practice this morning. I love this. This is a question from George Wallace, WTOP radio up there, asking about Jonathan Allen's comments the other day that he feels a lot of the players on this team have something to prove this year.
So how does that make you feel as a coach when you have leaders like that that are saying that, then you have a bunch of guys that aren't coming out there expecting anything handed to them?
Well, I would say his coach has something to prove as well. So I think that makes, not just in the locker room, but that's a lot in the building. Adam does, I do, a lot of us do. And so some of the best competitive moments in my life have been when you've had to prove it. And there's something really strong that comes from that. And I'm glad that he and his teammates feel that way, because I think that'll bring out the best in us.
We talked yesterday about how, you know, the knock on Dan Quinn has been, this is just Ron Rivera 2.0, right? Defensive coach, second try in the league. This part is different, though. Ron Rivera was fired in Carolina and turned up in D.C. a couple weeks later. And fundamentally, I think, felt his way of doing things was correct. And he just needed to run it back in Washington and they would start winning. And that turned out to not be true. But I also think Dan Quinn has put a lot of time into, how am I going to do things differently? How am I going to change things in round two? And I think if you're looking for something to cling to say, this is different, this is not Ron Rivera 2.0, I think that's where you're going to find it with Dan Quinn. I love that honesty. I got something to prove, too. I got fired in this league, too. That's what we're here for. We're wearing the chip on our shoulder, and we're going to own it this year. Excited to be up there in Ashburn on Monday. All right, Flying Squirrels recap yesterday, then we'll give out the tickets. Flying Squirrels lost 2-1 yesterday, stranded the tying run on second in the bottom of the ninth inning. They are now 9-15 in the second half of the season, 43-50 overall. There will be no playoffs in Mudville this year. Friday morning on the Return to Normalcy Week. Return to Normalcy Week means we've welcomed back in many of our regulars. Lane Casadante, of course, joins us on Thursdays. We've also got, Mike Svetitz on Wednesdays. Enjoy talking to him. Tuesdays with Trey Wilson. But on Fridays, there's only one guy who's qualified to take us to the weekend, and that is 910 The Fan Sports Director Gary Hess. He's back. I'm back. We're back, baby. Let's go.
I can't hear me. Oh, there I am.
Hey, there we go. Now I can hear Gary. Outstanding.
We had the alternating vacations going there. That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Somebody's got to keep the lights on. We found a way to do it.
Right.
Are we 1 month away from the first high school broadcast of the year? Will you do one Labor Day weekend?
We will do one Labor Day weekend. We haven't announced the formal schedule yet, but I can pretty much tell you the first, it's Monday. So today's the 26th, Monday's the 29th, which means Monday will be 1 month to our opener, August 29th, that Thursday leading into Labor Day weekend. So,
man,
pretty exciting stuff, and the high school camps are getting ready to get fired up, and It's working on logistics, starting to get busy, getting ready for high school football. It's crazy that this is here already, but here we go. We're getting ready. We're working on this. We've been working on the first couple weeks of the schedule and getting ready for high school football 2024. It's crazy.
And remind me what year number this is.
31.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love it.
31, yes. We started in 1993.
I don't know when you became an institution, but it wasn't recently. High school football Friday nights. I've been here 17 years now, and I certainly don't know a Friday night where you don't listen to Gary and Coach driving around town. So it'd be great to have you guys back. And as you mentioned, players are out there Monday starting to practice. Camp's open, and I think it's going to be a fun season.
I think it's going to be a fascinating season, and there are a couple things that have really grabbed my attention without doing my exhaustive research yet, and a couple of those is, you know, how is Highland Springs? You know, Highland Springs is Highland Springs. They reload, but how will it be different with Christian Martin moving on after he was such a key part of that team for 3 years? What will Harry Dalton's senior year look like in advance of heading to USC? And what will Manchester look like for the first time in 2.5 decades without Tom Hall on the sidelines? I think those are three things that I'm interested to see as the year gets rolling.
I love it. I always feel this way at Commanders training camp, too. You know, first day of Commanders training camp, somebody always asks me, how are they going to do this year? I said, well, that's why we're here today, to watch, to learn, to take notes. I will not hold Gary's feet to the fire for any predictions on July 26th. You got some learning to do. We've all got some research to do, and should be a really fun season on The Fan. Now, I want to ask you about your other role around here, too. You are the morning newsman for John Reed on 1140 WRVA.
yes, I am.
John is in Paris.
That is correct.
For the Olympics. What reports have we gotten from Paris? How's the scene there?
Apparently, he was concerned because there was some cloud, overcast, and rain this morning. When you're having an opening ceremony on the river, that doesn't really bode well. But apparently, late in the show this morning, the sun came out, and so I believe the opening ceremony starts at 1:30 Eastern time. So he was very excited, rushed over to get in line to try, you know, become one of the whatever 500,000 people that are going to be along the river to try to see the opening ceremony.
I went to Barack Obama's inauguration in D.C. What was that? 1.5 million people.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ass of humanity, yeah.
I live there. It's a thing to do. I don't know that I ever want to be in a group of 1.5 million people ever again in my life.
No, I'm with you on that.
It was too many people. I don't mind being at a big stadium. I go to the Commanders games, 70,000. I'll go to an NFL stadium. There's a point where it just becomes...
Hey, whoa. Let me interrupt you. When was the last time there were 70,000 people at a Commanders game?
Well, that's easy. Last time the Packers were there.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I love it. That'll be fun to watch. And we got Charlie Swanson in the Olympics as well, so we got a local interest as well.
Yep, and it's interesting. St. Christopher's representing, and we'll be interested to see how he do. You know, it's funny. I think he's doing the 100-meter, is either the fly or the breaststroke. So, think about it. He gets to the finals. His Olympic moment will last about 1.5 minutes.
I've been to swim meets. I know how this works.
Yes,
a lot track's the same, right? A lot of standing around for a little bit of action.
It's funny because it will surprise you in no way to know my wife is a little bit of an introvert. I believe her quote was, "I don't need to talk. Gary talks enough for both of us."
But I believe it.
So as you might imagine, the youth swim meet circuit was very enjoyable for Gary and not so much for Linda.
it's true. Do the Olympic parents feel the same way? Like, I'm here all day, man. Like, there's a lot of swimming. I'm watching a lot of swimming here.
Yeah, it's, all this stuff in the heats and I don't know. But, and of course, once your kids are in their 20s or 19, it's a little bit different. But anyway, what? The Olympic parents. Plus, there's plenty to do. This year, if you're an Olympic parent and you're worried about filling the time, hey, here's a memo. You're in Paris.
Things are going to work out all right for you if you're an Olympic parent. This is a good Olympics to have a kid in. I don't know that there's a bad Olympics to have a kid in, but I know this is a very good Olympics to have a kid in. Paris. L.A. will be a good Olympics to have a kid in. Much better than your Beijings and Sochis of the world.
Sochi, I was just getting ready to say.
Sochi's the pull there for sure, yeah.
That's it. Putting the winter in Winter Olympics in Sochi, yes.
I love it. Gary Hess, 910 The Fan Sports Director, joins us on Fridays. Gary, anything you're looking forward to this weekend?
I'm just looking forward to... and I don't even have like preset ideas when it comes to the Olympics. It's just like, hey, let's see what's on. Let's check the different channels. Oh, look, here's the 10,000 meter steeplechase. Let's see what that looks like, And so, you watch sports once every 4 years. You don't watch any other time. And that's part of what I enjoy about the Olympics.
We watched a little handball yesterday because why not? It's on. That's the official motto of July sports.
Don't viewing. You find it's team on. Handball to be the rules are a little confusing sometimes.
I'm going to lump team handball in with field hockey of sports where I conceptually understand what they're doing, but I do not understand the implementation of the rules.
There's a whistle. It's like, what happened? Everything looked fine.
Everything looked good. They blew a whistle. Everybody started running the other way. Those are the official rules of field hockey.
I'll tell you, I enjoy watching water polo because, tell you what, you got to be in shape to play water polo.
My goodness, they try to drown each other.
I know.
It's not a lot of sports where trying to drown somebody is a legal maneuver.
That's right. And there's, I love the fact that water polo has a penalty box a la hockey.
It's good.
Like you get the water polo power play. It's,
I'm going to become a water polo expert over the next 2 weeks. That's
inside our water polo insider, Michael Phillips.
Not inside the pool, though. Outside the pool, insider information.
That's right.
I will not be getting in the pool.
What about you? What are you looking forward to?
I love the track events. I love the sprinting. I love the 100, the 200, the 400. Always a huge fan of those events. And something will capture my imagination as we go along, too. And I'll get way into it, maybe too into it.
Right. I haven't gotten versed on the schedule yet. Usually, it's like the swimming and diving is the first week,
yep.
And the track is the second week.
And you are correct. So I'll stand down in week one, but I'll be ready for my time next Friday.
Right. I'll tell you what I don't, and of course, it's like the figure skating of the Summer Olympics, the gymnastics. That doesn't excite me as much.
Mm-hmm. I'm painting with a broad brush here, but there's a demographic, and you're not that demographic.
That is correct.
But there's a demographic that enjoys that.
Yes, figure skating too. Just same thing.
I watch Simone Biles, and I think that's insane what she's doing. I will probably never watch rhythmic gymnastics and think the same thing.
Right.
That's a little too off the grid for me.
No, rhythmic gymnastics does not do anything for me, and synchronized swimming. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, we blew by Marlon's stop sign here, so let's shut this down. He needs the time to break down UFC for us, Gary, because this is an important role he has on Fridays.
Memo to self, don't fight Marlon. Got it.
Game on. 910 The Fan Sports Director, Gary Hess. Always love chatting with him on Fridays.
Yep.
We'll see you next Friday, Gary.
Yep, have a great weekend, my friend.
We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Friday morning, what's up? We are 1 hour away from chatting with, I don't think we're chatting with the dog, I think we're chatting with the owner, but it's the World Dog Surfing Championship. So we're going to get to learn about something. Gary and I were talking about handball. This is more obscure than handball, I believe. The World Dog Surfing Championship, part of our commitment to leave no stone unturned in the world of sport. Olympic opening ceremonies, 1:30 Eastern today. Of course, they'll rebroadcast that in primetime on NBC, but it is the time of the program where we check in with our friend Marlon, the intern, and it's a big day for Marlon because it's a UFC weekend, which we love getting the briefing on. Should we power through the NFL team first, Marlon? Is that the best way to do this?
Yeah, I think we should like just get through.
Just get through it. Who's our team of the day today?
Team of the day is Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, we are definitely powering through this then. Yeah. Indianapolis Colts, the team of the day. I like Anthony Richardson, the quarterback. He just gets hurt all the time. Jim Irsay, the owner, is a lot, but he did help Dan Snyder get removed, so that's not terrible. Anything else we need to know about the Indianapolis Colts?
They made a lot of roster changes last season to now. Like, they have gotten rid of most of their quarterbacks like that were actually like playing frequently, and they did sign Joe Flacco, who was formerly on the Browns. He got signed with the Colts in March as a free agent. He finished the season with the Browns with 1,600 passing yards with about 323 per game.
Joe Flacco's the new Ryan Fitzpatrick. Turns up in a new place every year. Old man, a hired gun when you need him. The Indianapolis Colts, over under 8.5 wins. That's exactly halfway. You pick them to have a winning record or you pick them to have a losing record. I think they'll be third in the division behind the Jaguars and the Texans, in no particular order there. I think all three of them are significantly better than Tennessee. You want to give us your so I'm going to punch the under here on 8.5. I don't think three teams in that division are going to finish with winning records. You want to punch your ticket here on the Indianapolis Colts?
I do. I kind of want to go for the over.
Ooh, let's go.
It is like a newer team. They got a lot of brand new players, but I think they can at least hit.
What is it,
6.5 or 8.5?
8.5. You got to get to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be hard. Like, they got a couple of hard games, like with the Jaguars, Week 5, because they've like historically had problems with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And same thing with Dolphins, Week 7. And, like, I mean, I think everyone's getting, like, pretty much smacked by Ravens. And
NFL's a brutal league. I mean, the Colts have gotten better every year, but they're just treading water in place. Of course, we can't finish the Colts segment without saying Mo Alley Cox is the man. Former VCU basketball player, tight end for the Colts. We do love us some Mo Alley Cox. My under is in no way a reflection on how much I love Mo Alley Cox. All right. Marlon joins us on Fridays to talk about NFL, but more importantly, set the table for the weekend of UFC action. What you got for us?
All right. This week we have UFC 304, which is a long-awaited card. We have returning middleweight, I believe, welterweight king Leon Rocky Edwards versus Bilal, remember the name, Muhammad, headlining the card for the main event. I'm not going to lie to you, Michael. I do not like either of these fighters.
Ah.
Like, Bilal Muhammad is the most boring fighter on the face of the planet.
He's the Scotty Scheffler of UFC.
Exactly. It angers us. He takes every fight to a decision, and a boring decision. He kind of just point fights. And so does Leon Edwards. They both are point fighters. They have a couple of knockouts on their win. Leon Edwards' most significant knockout was against Kamaru Usman, which was a head kick that was honestly kind of lucky because he couldn't find it again, and he can't find it in any other, like, in any other fight he has. So my, like, grievances with Leon, be them as they may, but...
No, that's disappointing. You tell me I don't like a fighter. I don't like that fighter, Marlon. That's how this works. I'll ride with your UFC opinions.
I appreciate it. So for this one, I would probably take Bilal because it's going to decision, and Bilal is great in decision. So I would probably ride with Bilal. And then the co-main, we have Tom Aspinall versus Curtis Blaydes. I love this fight, not because I'm also a heavyweight boy, but these two heavyweight like kings are going to go at it, and Tom Aspinall is literally the king of the division currently. He beats Sergey Pavlovich for the interim belt, and he's beat basically everyone in the heavyweight division, and he's kind of unstoppable. But they're just giving him the interim belt because they gave John Jones the heavyweight belt, and my take on John Jones.
Oh, that's a name.
Yeah, they need to stop protecting him.
Wow,
the UFC has been protecting John Jones and giving him kind of like, letting him do whatever he wants for the last 15, 20 years almost. Not 20, but...
I was going to say, if you had asked me before this segment, is Bones Jones still in UFC, I would have guessed incorrectly.
Yeah, no, because he took a lot of time off because he had a lot of legal issues. I can't get too much into it on
the
radio.
Yes, he did, yeah.
A lot of legal issues, a lot of issues. Dope. Yeah, just a lot. So, but he came back and fought Ciryl Gane for the heavyweight belt. He won and they gave him the belt. Hasn't fought in over a year and a half, and he's still the champion. Every other fighter in the UFC has to abide by the same rules that if you can't defend your belt, you have to vacate. So the fact that they're continuously giving Jon Jones all these breaks is kind of upsetting as a fan, but it is what it is. I guess I have no power except for my voice on the radio.
You have a voice on the radio, though, and that's something. Love getting the UFC update. Anything else we need to know here about UFC this weekend?
Two very famous. It's a British card, so all British fighters, basically. Tom Aspinall is a Brit. Leon Edwards is a Brit. And they have two very famous people they're trying to build up the UFC, Patty the Batty Pimlet and Molly Meatball McCann.
Oh, that's a good name.
They train together. They're a lot of fun. They're loud. They dance around. They're really good. Both of them started their UFC stints with like very good knockouts. But recently, Patty has been getting kind of off the radar because his last couple fights have been very lackluster and people... And he should have lost, but the UFC hates a fighter named Jared Gordon a lot. So he wins fights all the time and just gets he gets played on the decisions. So
I love it.
You would have to watch it. It's crazy to see.
Shout out to the Brits. Shout out to Marlon. Thank you for dropping by with the UFC update.
No problem.
Have a great weekend. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.